Hello, everyone. It's George from Ireland. Well, yet more details have come out about this terrible scandal when MI5 was lying to courts. So you may know, lying, generally speaking, is not criminous. But if you lie under oath, all statements in a court case are sworn statements, then that's a crime called perjury. And many perjurious statements were made to courts, to three different courts. So MI5, in case you don't know what it is, that's the United Kingdom's internal intelligence agency, the counterintelligence trying to catch foreign spies and terrorists and so on. It's not a law enforcement agency, has no power of arrest, has a police liaison unit which would carry out the arrests for them. So is investigatory the right word? Because they're not trying to provide a file of evidence with which to prosecute. The police do that. So it could be surveilling people, obviously physically, but hacking into their emails, phone calls, and stuff like that, breaking into their houses. Now, they're given extraordinary powers. There are exemptions for them in the Data Protection Act, the Freedom of Information Act. There's also a Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act, which is mostly about them from the early Tony Blair era. So, because they're given these astonishing powers, it behoves them to use them correctly and for the right purpose. The one that was the intent of Parliament not to abuse these. For instance, sharing people's personal information without that person's consent is usually illegal, but they're allowed to do it, to share your address, car registration, phone number, email address, and so on with amongst themselves and with the police and so forth. All right, and I realize why they need to do that, but we have to be sure that they're doing things for the proper purpose and not abusing it and not lying to us, because the courts have got to have some sort of oversight, otherwise MI5 could be a law unto themselves, and the temptation to abuse these powers would be almost irresistible. Quis custodiat custodes ipsos, and that's why we have to have some outside superintendence of them. Now, since the early 90s, they've had a publicly identified directorate. Sir Ian McCallum has been there for several years, a very geeky Glaswegian. And I've said this for a long time that he must resign. And why is nobody else saying it? I mean, I'm a nobody, but are people scared? Are they somehow intimidated with what's going to happen to them, politicians? Because are they collecting dirt on politicians as well? And I realize that there could be legitimate reasons why they need to keep tabs on politicians. So the whole counter-extremism thing is just for establishment toadies to try to crush dissent. Now, that obviously there are real, really dangerous groups who mean us harm, but it was appalling the way Yvette Cooper prescribed Palestinian action. Now, I certainly have no time for what Palestinian action did, breaking into that RAF base. That's definitely a crime. Vandalizing that RAF plane. Yes, that's a terrible crime that caused millions of pounds worth of damage, and they deserve a sentence of several years. Palestine action hasn't killed anybody, injured anybody, threatened to do so. It shouldn't be prescribed. The individuals who vandalized the plane, yeah, they definitely should be dealt with firmly. Now, that's not a decision by MI5. I mean, maybe they gave some information which led to the Home Secretary's decision. Remember, the Home Secretary, she's the one who's the politician with authority over them, can sign authorization allowing them to do whatever, to break into somebody's house or whatever. We don't want them doing things willy-nilly. There are laws that even they are subject to. But anyway, we know that they've been breaking the law by lying under oath. And when it emerged that this has happened, the High Court said that the inquiry that was held into these lies that MI5 had told was insufficient. And by the way, I'm not against MI5. I don't think that most of them are bad or anything like that. I know it's essential to have a domestic intelligence agency. Almost every country does. The threats are real. And it's because of them that bombs don't go off and that they're not mass shootings. And okay, occasionally things slip through the net, like the Ariana Grande concert. So nobody's perfect. The only way we could reduce the incidences is by giving them even more extensive powers. But then that becomes incompatible with a free society. We all become suspects rather than citizens. But as they've got this tremendous responsibility, and as they've been empowered to do things that nobody else is allowed to do, therefore it behoves them to do things the right way and to obey the law and to tell the truth judges about it. And obviously, the general public, we can't know the particulars of what are going on because it's operationally sensitive. We can't know who their informers are or all their methods. although all that's got to remain secret for very blatant reasons. But there was so much lying, and these will be specially court judges who had developed vetting to see that they're not like agents of a foreign power, and lawyers have developed vetting where they've whatever they've investigated them, they've been questioned for hours, they've had various character witnesses questioned for hours to see that they are trustworthy and so on. So it seems that the MI5 is very disorganized, and you know, the buck stops with Sir Ken McCallum. You know, he's been knighted, and surely his knighthood should be degraded, because did he not know what was going on? And if he didn't, well, then that's gross incompetence. It's his duty to know what's going on. There's vicarious liability. So therefore he's answerable to the actions of his underlings, even if he didn't order them to do it. They were unfaithful servants. They didn't follow his instructions. He ought to find out they were not doing as he directed them, discipline them, dismiss them, whatever he's allowed to do. Now, it's all to do with an agent that MI5 had, who was a neo-Nazi. Now, MI5 knowingly recruits murderers as officers, drug addicts as officers, child abusers as officers, and so on. Now, if they're found to have drug addicts whilst working for MI5, they get kicked out. Obviously, they can have random drug tests. Agents are different. They're people sort of like, you know, not they're not full-time employees. They're not employees at all, really. They might get some money, but the whole idea is to penetrate the bad organization. Obviously, Nazism is rebarbative, and that the only way to find out what's going on, really, is to have people inside it. And I know the things you can pick up, phone calls or emails, but some things you can't, and there's no listening device. You've got to have a human source inside that organization. Tell them what's going on, so that therefore we can prevent bombs going off or terrible crimes being committed. So I don't blame them for recruiting someone with such unsavory views, but the guy was a terrible misogynist and used to beat up his girlfriend. You're not going to find angels inside these wicked organizations you need to penetrate. But it turns out that MI5 was lying about this. They had to keep the guy's identity secret. Well, of course, I don't blame them for that. And So they're also recruitable vulnerabilities, partly because he was violent to women and they thought that he had paedophilic urges. Maybe there's something they could blackmail him with. And then his girlfriend, who they use the alias Beth about her, attacking her with a machete. Wow. Threatening to kill children is really sickening. This guy was so bad. Was it wrong to use him as an agent? But now normally their policy is neither confirm or deny. Was this person your agent? We will not say yes, we will not say no. But then they've broken this sometimes. And they've tried to intimidate BBC journalists, particularly Daniel De Simone, by not publishing this story. They do have their pet journalists whom they'll feed stories to. So Sir Jonathan Jones, King's Counsel, he's a barrister who reviewed what was going on. That the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper told him to do so. Anyway, and he said, well, the lie by MI5 was not dishonest, which is quite staggering. Okay, there were honest mistakes. How can they've got such important information so wrong? So there were personal shortcomings and it was just too disorganized. But, you know, that maybe rescue Sir Ken McCallum's honesty at the expense of his competence. I mean, he didn't personally testify, I don't think, but his people below him have to be answerable. So they're breaking the law in a very serious way, because I know that ordinary people like me, we can't know what's going on, but the courts have got to see that they're not abusing their powers like that. Anyway, so what on earth is going to happen? Why is he not going? I mean, they don't last that many years, so probably last on for a few years. But it's very dispiriting that somebody who's run the organization so badly should be allowed to go there. So one of the MI5 officers is shown to have lied about the contents of a phone call with a BBC journalist and so on. And there were certain written records which MI5 claimed that they didn't have, whereas they actually did have, and so like that. It's all come out in the media. Shocking. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.